Astronomers are gathering to watch the planet Venus crawl across the face of the sun, something that happened 8 years ago, but won't happen again for 105 years. It's called a transit of Venus. It occurs tomorrow in the Western Hemisphere, Wednesday in the Eastern Hemisphere, which is where Sky and Telescope magazine's Kelly Beatty is, on Point Venus in Tahiti, one of the best seats on Earth to watch this rare celestial event. And he joins us on Skype. Kelly, what is the feeling there? Others have gathered as well.
Oh, yes. The Tahitians have gone all out for this. You know, in 1769, Captain Cook took 8 months to get to Tahiti with his expedition to get here. It took me 8 hours to fly from Los Angeles. But I have to tell you, I went to bed last night with the black sand of Point Venus between my toes, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, and we'll explain some more of the history of how, you know, people fanned out to try to watch this hundreds of years ago. But why is it so rare?
You know, Earth and Venus do a kind of dance as they go around the sun that repeats only rarely, so it is literally my last chance ever to see this.
Well, and that dance is because if you ever see those models of the planets, you know, everything's circular, it's not on a plane, and so it takes that long to go around. So you're there at Point Venus, beautiful place to see it. What about if you're, you know, where we are, North America?
In North America, you'll see it beginning in the afternoon until the sun sets. And so everyone over a wide geographic area will get a chance to see this one.
Well, so you should check locally, but here in Boston, we understand it'll be from about 6:03 p.m. until sunset tomorrow afternoon. What do we look for?
You know, when Venus crosses the face of the sun, it doesn't cover the sun entirely like the moon does during a solar eclipse. It's just a little black dot, about 3% the size of the sun. Some people have eyesight good enough to see that, but of course we don't want you looking directly at the sun. You need a special filter or use some kind of projection, but never look directly at the sun. And it will very slowly cross the face over that period of time, not to be repeated again for more than a century.
And we'll have more information at hereandnow.org, but you know, you talk about setting up either your telescope or your binoculars and projecting the sun's image onto a white card or another surface so that you're not looking directly at it. We'll have some ways that Sky and Telescope recommends that at hereandnow.org. And how long does a transit last?
It lasts about 6.5 hours. It's a very slow motion event. We're literally watching Venus in its orbital motion cross the face of the sun. At the time of the these explorers, this was the only way that they could measure the distance between the Earth and Venus and the sun. Its scientific importance was huge then, and it still is now. Venus can teach us about not only how it crosses the face of the sun, but think of distant solar systems. In the same way that Venus is passing across our sun's face, distant planets can be crossing in front of their suns. We can pick up that passage and detect it. So we're learning something about other solar systems by watching this one.
Well, and then there's just, the, as you said, just seeing something beautiful that you're not going to see again for a long time. How are you feeling about that?
I've got goosebumps. All the people around me are very excited. It's quite an exciting event here in Tahiti. And of course, this isn't the only place to see it, but it sure is the place I want to be this time.
Kelly Beatty at Point Venus in Tahiti. He's senior contributing editor for Sky and Telescope magazine. Kelly, thanks so much. Have a ball.
Oh, thank you, Robin. Take care.